Welcome to Quickies.
Hello and welcome to In.com's Quickies. This is Karan and today we have another round of juicy gossip and celeb news waiting right up ahead for you. If Hollywood ever wanted to get even with Bollywood for the numerous storylines and music it has ripped off over the years, what better way to take Badla than to beat Badla? Friday, March 8th saw Bollywood's suspense thriller Badla and Hollywood's Captain Marvel take their positions at the beginning of the race and wait for the starting gun. The gun goes and the two movies are off to a running start. Badla seems to be doing well, but it looks like Captain Marvel is in the lead. Who's going to win the race between these two heavyweight contenders? Well, there's no need to get tense and anxious. I'm getting to it. So although both movies got themselves some decent positive reviews from a bunch of different outlets, Captain Marvel took a strong lead and ended up winning the race. Yes, I understand both movies have a different set of audiences and Captain Marvel has more screens than Badla. But when was any of life's races and competitions ever fair? Badla started off with 5.04 crore on Friday, 8.55 crore on Saturday and 9.61 crore on Sunday to make a total weekend collection of 23.20 crore. Captain Marvel, on the other hand, did 13.01 crore on the first day, 14.10 crore on the second and 16 crore on the third to rake in a nice round 40 crores. Not bad for 3 days' work, right? One man's meat is another man's poison, they say. And while there are loads of people who would put Shah Rukh Khan under the poison category, there are loads of others who would love to meet him. See what I did there? So it turns out another huge international superstar entity has added Shah Rukh Khan to their meet section. Of all the groups out there, the last band I would have expected to be a fan of Shah Rukh Khan was Coldplay. Then again, there is a huge list of celebrities I did not expect to be Shah Rukh Khan fans. The list includes Zayn Malik, who apparently watches SRK movies from dusk till dawn. There's Hugh Jackman, Akon, Lady Gaga, Shakira, and even, and this was quite a surprise to me, Leonardo DiCaprio. However, the biggest international fan would seem to be popular American DJ Marshmello, who even came up with a tribute song for SRK that had moments from some of SRK's most iconic tracks and movies like Dola Re Dola, Chaiya Chaiya, Kuch Kuch Hota and DDLJ. The real question is if these celebrities are legit fans of SRK, are sarcastic fans of SRK, or if their PR teams just decided it would be good for business. With a fresh new Jonas Brothers single called Sucker out after a 6-year-long break, fans of the band of brothers seem to be popping out from all the most unexpected places. The latest seems to be Hailey Baldwin, the girl who managed to steal Justin Bieber's heart and convince him that if you like it, then you should have put a ring on it. And well, he did. Now, it's safe to say that Justin Bieber, also known as JB, has quite the opinion of himself. Being as loved as he is amongst the young and gullible girl demographic, he probably expected that anyone who he made his wife would be a fan of him and him alone. But the Jonas Brothers, who coincidentally can also sport the same JB acronym for their name, have charm and pull of their own. And Hailey's confession for her love for them came through Justin's Instagram story, where she can be seen covering her face and apologizing for being a fan of the Jonas Brothers. Well, in Justin's own lyrics, I guess it's too late now to say sorry that you're a fan of the wrong JB. Bollywood and South Indian actress Samira Reddy may not be willing to do any more movies, but she's definitely up for bringing more babies into this world. Married to businessman Akshay Varde, with whom she already has a son named Hans, she's been posting pictures of her baby bump on social media for the world to see. Funny how that works. First she had Hans, and now she wants some more legs in her life. Well, it's all about balancing things out, I guess. She is a lover of motorcycles, after all. And a cute couple fact about her and hubby Akshay is that they actually bonded over their mutual love for motorcycles, which helped them meet, fall in love and, you know, eventually get married in 2014. Along with her baby bump pictures on Instagram, she also added her positive manifestations of how she'd like her baby to have a kind heart, fierce mind and brave spirit. Well, with two motorcycle enthusiasts for parents, her baby better have a brave spirit in order to keep up with the family outings. After the list for this year's Padma Awards was announced earlier in January, everyone's been waiting for the 112 recipients to be given their honours. Well, the government decided to do it in batches of half. I don't know why, to ease their workload, I'm assuming. So 56 out of the 112 recipients received their honors from President Ramnath Kovind at Delhi's Rashtrapati Bhavan on Monday. The other 56 will have to wait until the next ceremony to get theirs. The awards include achievers from a number of different categories like art, sports, civil services, public affairs, social work, agriculture, and medicine. A lot of the list of winners will probably be people us commoners don't know. So I'm just going to mention a few of the well-known personalities from the movie and music industry. From the list of actors, there was Mohanlal, Manoj Bajpayee, and the late Qadar Khan. Mohanlal was recognized for having acted in more than 300 films in the Malayalam, Tamil, and Telugu movie industry. There was also choreographer Prabhu Deva, who started his career down south as a dancer, and also music composer Shankar Mahadevan, who is a part of the composer trio Shankar, Ehsaan, Loy, and has discography in a huge list of languages including Hindi, Tamil, Telugu, Kannada, and even Marathi music.
The Quickies on In.com.